Hey, good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Yes, we do, and we were deeply involved in fishing and hunting this week. We didn't fish, but we did hunt. So a little bit about the week. Saturday, I told you last Saturday morning that our social media coordinator, Laura, had struck a deer on Friday night. They were looking for it on Saturday morning. They did find the deer. They recovered the deer. And that story ended well. So, the deer was about, 150 yards or so from where we finally lost the blood trail on Friday night. It had actually gone the opposite direction, as they tend to do, from what we suspected it might go. And it was found by a dedicated group of guys that just hang out together and hunt together. And just, I can't say enough and thank them enough. Brian and the rest of the guys that were out there hunting, Jeff and JB, all those folks did a great job Friday night and Saturday to help Laura recover her deer. So she is a happy camper. And that story ended well. On Sunday, or Saturday, we rehearsed for the finale of the Maryland Fishing Challenge in Annapolis, and that's why I was unable to join the hunt for the deer. Had to do that. And then Saturday evening, went to the Monocacy Valley National Wild Turkey Federation banquet and spoke about to the crowd about the Maryland Hunting Coalition. After that, on Sunday, we went to the Maryland Fishing Challenge, where I was honored to be the master of ceremonies at the event, and worked with Matt Sell and Candy Thompson on stage and others, you know, folks who were behind the scenes from the Department of Natural Resources, getting the prizes ready and making sure the folks appeared on stage at the right time and that type of thing. And the folks that were involved with the Department of Natural Resources were spectacular. An angler by the name of Rick Snyder. I called Rick's name. He opened his tackle box. The five or six finalists that came up on stage to find out what they won, whether it's a vacation from World Fishing Network or tackle packages from Bill's Outdoor Center. Costa Del Mar Sunglasses put together a great package of prizes, and, of course, the boat, motor, and trailer. So I guess it was 5 winners on stage. It's a blur, sorry. But anyway, Mr. Snyder, I called his name. He opened his tackle box. I called him first, and he immediately won the boat, motor, and trailer. And I will tell you, his enthusiasm was infectious. He was jumping up and down, dancing around on the stage. We couldn't control him. He ran off the stage, ran up to his boat, jumped up on his boat. The folks from Bass Pro Shop were thrilled to see him there, and he's just as excited as could be. So we had a great time. Thank you if you showed up at the finale at Sandy Point State Park. If you were the winner of an angler award and in the running for the boat and all the other prizes. I actually saw my next door neighbor there. I didn't know that he had been there, but of course I knew he caught a big rockfish, 40 some inch rockfish, but I didn't know he was going to be there, and he was sitting in the front row. And of course, I had to apologize to him the other day and say sorry he didn't win anything. He said, "Yeah, it was the MC's fault," so he blamed me, which is fine. That was fun. Then on Wednesday evening, at the invitation of the manager of Bass Pro Shop, I was honored to attend the 25th anniversary of the Congressional Sportsman's Foundation banquet, the 25th annual banquet and auction in Washington, D.C. And there I got to, you know, I had worked there in 2007, 2008. And I got to be reacquainted with some of the folks I'd worked with and say hi to them. And the room was filled with congressmen and captains of industry and people from organizations around the country. conservation and others that contribute to conservation efforts. And I got to meet some of those folks from places like the Dallas Safari Club and the Boone and Crockett Club and Rough Grouse Society and the National Shooting Sports Foundation and Shimano and Winchester and Hornady and others that I shall remain nameless because I can't remember all their names. But I did speak to a number of them and talked to them about our newly formed Maryland Hunting Coalition. And the Maryland Hunting Coalition is just kind of got a kick in the pants this week because one of our advisors put the information about the coalition on a Facebook page for the Maryland Trophy Deer Contest and on the Quality Deer Management Association page. And it got picked up from there. And it went to the Chesapeake Refuge, and it went from the Chesapeake Refuge Forum to Maryland Whitetail Forum, and it went from there to everywhere. And the membership started rolling in, free membership started rolling in. And then that kind of pushed me into launching our Facebook page to kind of capitalize on the momentum that was started on the online forums. We want to thank Osprey on the online forum for helping us out on that, too, and also Barry. But we just this is amazing to me. I'm not a big social media guy, but I will ask you who are you Facebook fans. We have a Facebook page for the Outdoorsman Radio Show, the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We have a Facebook page for Maryland Hunting Quarterly. We have a Facebook page for Maryland Loves Crabs, and we have a Facebook page now for Maryland Hunting Coalition, MD Hunting Coalition. Laura, the lady that shot the deer, is our social media coordinator, and we talked, and she launched the Facebook page on Tuesday night of this week at 11 p.m. with two likes. Three. One of them was her, one was her mom, and one was me. Three likes. By 9 o'clock last night, we had 500 likes on our Facebook page. And these are real likes. We don't buy these services or, you know, buy these names or anything like that. These are folks that actually logged on and liked us. And we invite you to do the same if you like social media. We also invite you to join the Maryland Hunting Coalition, which is mdhuntingcoalition.org. And the Facebook page is MD Hunting Coalition. So, that being said, behind the scenes, we are working diligently. Now, I told you last Saturday that the Department of Natural Resources had to suspend the increased Sunday hunting opportunities in Western Maryland, Frederick, Washington, Allegheny, and Garrett counties headed west, because they were challenged on their procedure by the Maryland Horse Council. The Maryland Horse Council are the opponents of hunting here in Maryland. Of course, they'll say, no, 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 we're for hunting, and we've had this discussion before. But they're not. They're for themselves, and they're for their own interest, and they're for, you know, preventing hunters from being in the woods when they don't want them in the woods because they want to pursue their own activities. Well, sometimes I don't want horses in the woods when I'm pursuing my activities. Tit for tat. So, last evening, oh yes, yesterday afternoon, I got to just kind of go out and hang out with the guys from No Person Left Behind on their annual dove hunt at the Kittleman Farm in Howard County. And their support has grown exponentially. There were a number of wounded vets there who were going to be, you know, shooting at some doves, along with people who were, you know, there to assist. I met some veterans from all across the country that had served in Iraq and Afghanistan. They'd been struck by bullets. They've been struck by improvised explosive devices. And here they are. A fellow I parked beside, driving his own vehicle. No prosthesis, two legs gone up to the hips. No prosthesis. He's driving around in a six-wheeled vehicle that he loads on his ramp himself from his vehicle, jumps in the six-wheeler, manipulates that wherever he wants to, gets back up on the ramp, gets in the driver's seat. His vehicle, specially equipped to drive with his hands, and off he goes. It's heart-wrenching, quite frankly, to watch young men in their 20s on prosthesis and damaged limbs and scarred extremities and things like that. And you want to do everything you can for them. And there are people who are doing everything they can for them. We've had Mark on here a couple of times. So we had a, it was an interesting time. I did not stay for the conclusion of the dove hunt, but I'm sure they had much success. Now, I needed a little alone Allen time. So I called a friend, asked if a certain stand was being hunted. He said no. I said, can we go? And he said, absolutely. So about 4:30 so, we got loaded in the Gator and hauled up to the stand. I climbed in the stand, and there's a supplement pile there and a bait pile as well, which has been established for years. And we freshened that up a little bit, and I sat, and I waited, and I waited, and I watched. This is the same stand Laura shot her deer out of last week, last Friday evening. I waited, and I watched. I know there's a nice big buck in there that we saw, and I watched, and I waited. Sure enough, about, I don't know, 6:30. I mean, it was an hour later than it was last Friday. Deer started filtering into the bait pile, the opposite way from which they came, total opposite way from which they came last Friday. Saw a total of 14 deer, one little tiny scrub buck of some kind. I couldn't even tell what his rack looked like. It was like a little pencil thin, gnarly looking, spiky, who knows what that was, but I watched him for a while. But at one point I had 13 deer in front of me from 15 to 19 yards. 13 of them crowded in that little space. There was one giant doe that had a head the size of a pony, and I just contemplated and I contemplated and I contemplated. And I thought, but I knew what was there, and I was trying to wait and wait and wait. And eventually, two or three would filter off, and then another one would filter off, and then two more or three more would go, and two or three more would come in. But it wound up, again, a total of 14 deer. At one point, I said 13 at one time on that pile bait. Groundhogs, two different groundhogs. Doves, blue jays, red squirrel or piney squirrel, gray squirrel, nuthatches. They were all there. I just had a great time watching everything. When I finally decided, I think I'll shoot one of these bigger does, one of these three bigger does. The rest of the deer were all smaller. Just got dark on me, and I decided, let it go. I was going to shoot the big old pony-headed doe, and I said, this is how I make my decisions. Lord, if you want me to shoot that big pony-headed doe, just have her turn broadside within the next 2 minutes. And if not, I'll know you want me to let her walk. She didn't. She never, ever gave me a broadside standing shot. Well, that's not true. She did, but there were deer behind her, so I didn't take the shot. But I wasn't ready to shoot her at that point. But I'm rambling. I'm waiting for a phone call. So we're going to take yours, 410-922-6680. Love to hear from you on anything we talked about, or if you were at the Fishing Challenge or anything you want to talk about, bring up. show's yours for the first hour. We're welcoming Matt Sell. We're going to talk about a little brook trout fishing, a little northern pike fishing, and fishing in a little bit in western Maryland here. It's just getting right. Just getting right to fish out in western Maryland. So let me tell you, first of all, for our first commercial break of the day, about Chesapeake Outdoors. Chesapeake Outdoors, located on Kent Island, right there across the Bay Bridge. It's not far. Exit 39B, and that's Dominion Road on Kent Island. It is the first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers that Chesapeake Outdoors is. They have got everything you need for bow season. Oh, I got an email. Did you hear the little beep? That's my phone. That's my new symbol for email now. So, Chesapeake Outdoors. They've got everything you need for bow season. If you messed up something or you need broadheads, you need arrows, if you need anything, they've got it for bow season, and they can cut custom arrows for you. They can put all the accessories on. They can tune your bow. They can help you out with any way you're shooting the wrong way. Tremendous selection of crossbows from Mission and Carbon Express and Barnett and Excalibur and Parker. And they carry the Matthews solo cambos, focusing on the Creed XX, the new one. So, if you need a firearm for dove season or early waterfowl, they've got those too, shotguns. They've got muzzle loaders. They carry the Bubba Blade knives and a large selection of Drake and clothing from Under Armour. There you go. And don't forget fishing tackle and crabbing gear, too, and live bait. Chesapeake Outdoors. Route 50 East, 39B, Kent Island, 410-604-2500. 410-604-2500. For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, hey, it's Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end, hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island, go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Custom-tied bucktails and trolling lures for rockfish, and all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. The statewide Doe Harvest Challenge returns. By donating your female deer, you could feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region, plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org. This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer, blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
Hey, the Chris Field Outdoor Expo featuring John Godwin from A&E's Duck Commander, our Duck Dynasty, is Saturday, October 11th. You know who John Godwin is. Yeah, the guy with the white beard they're always making fun of. Yeah, well, he's going to be there at Summers Cove Marina from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. in Crisfield, Maryland. The Crisfield Outdoors Expo is a family-friendly day celebrating the outdoors, hunting and fishing, retrievers and duck calling demonstrations, and good food, too. The contest include a duck-picking contest. That sounds different. Bow and arrow by my buddy Luke Compton with the Maryland Bowhunter Society. Decoy retrieving. And a Duck Dynasty look-alike contest. What do you think? I know there's guys out there that look like Uncle Si, no question. But anyway, visit the Crisfield Outdoor Expo website at crisfieldoutdoorexpo.com or on Facebook for much, much more for the Crisfield Outdoor Expo coming up October 11th.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Don't miss Les Consulving's Uninhibited Radio, now on Sunday nights at 10 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine. I never understood a single word he said, but I helped him a drink his wine. And he always had some mighty fine wine. Sent joy to the world. All the boys and girls now. Joy to the fishes in the deep blue sea. Joy to you and me. If I were the king of the world, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd go with the cars and the bars and the war. Make sweet love to you. Say now, joy to the world.
All right, that's enough. Three Dog Night. So the bullfrog's name was Jeremiah, but the singer never understood a word he said, so how do you know what his name was? What's your name?
Ribbit.
Oh, you must be Jeremiah. Oh, with a tattoo, is that what it was? I see. Okie doke. Hey, if your name's Mark B., and you sent me an email, I'm deleting it because it looks like you got hacked. So there you go. Goodbye. Yes. Whatever an email shows up that says something like, how are you, and has some odd website there that, you know, somebody that you may or may not know has sent you, I don't open them. I delete them. So anyway. Hey, 410-WCBM-680 is our phone number. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. I know I just reviewed my week, but let's talk about yours. Okay? Did you get to go out hunting this week? You know, there's plenty of stuff out there, plenty of critters. You've got the resident goose season. You've got the dove season. And you've got the deer archery season all going on right now. Fishing is good, so let's hear it. Let's tell me about your experiences. Come on. Or is everybody just back to work after Labor Day and just slaving away at it? Come on. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And boy, I was tempted, but I didn't shoot that groundhog last night, either one. I practiced my draw. I had my 20-yard pin on him, dead center. But, you know, I didn't want to stick a groundhog. And number one, broadheads and arrows are expensive. So I didn't want to bust a $20, you know, arrow and broadhead combo. I didn't want to, if I hit the critter, I didn't want him, you know, pinned there to the target area. And also, if I missed him, I didn't want all that racket. So, you know, I was content to be annoyed and watch him, you know, come in and out all evening. So, but it was very enjoyable to watch all the deer and watch their interaction. And when we were in the stand last Friday night, we had three deer come in and they jumped a dove right up that was on the ground right up in front of them, and it spooked them and they all ran back towards the woods, which is pretty hilarious to watch when you saw that happen. Last night, one of the deer backed up, and when she backed up, she caught her leg on a little log there and
clunked it, and when she clunked it, she kind of went sideways and spooked the other deer. They're very, very, very wary, very spooky, very attentive to their environment, and they notice everything. And my main mission last night, with 13 deer, 26 eyes, within 20 yards of me, was to see if I was still capable of remaining still and seeing if my, you know, scent technology was working, which it was, and to make sure that I was doing everything right to be invisible to the deer. And I succeeded in that, and that made me feel very good. So the hunt was a success, even though there was no meat in the freezer, no blood on the ground. So I don't know. Maybe I'm getting old. Maybe I'm getting old. Maybe I'm just don't have the killer instinct that I did. No, that's not true. I do. Trust me. Trust me. If I wanted to take a deer last night, I would have taken one. But it's very early in the season. I don't, quote, need my two does so that I can get my bonus buck tag. I gave that idea up a long time ago. I just like to kill a nice buck once a year, once every couple years, and put some meat in the freezer, you know, with a doe or two. So that's what I do. So gone are the years when I'll kill 10 or 6. Yeah, did that. So if it works out and I take an extra deer or two, we'll donate it to the Doe Challenge or the Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. That's what we can do. Well, apparently the Maryland Horse Council has gotten the Department of Natural Resources spooked a little bit because they're calling a very unusual meeting coming up in October of the stakeholders. I don't see where the Horse Council are considered stakeholders. Do you? I consider representatives of Ducks Unlimited, but representatives of Delta Waterfowl, representatives of the Maryland Waterfowl Association, Quality Deer Management Association, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, Maryland Bowhunter Society, and others. I consider them stakeholders. They invite me because I'm, quote, media, but now I will be representing not only that, but I will be representing the Maryland Hunting Coalition. Why, in my opinion, maybe you can answer this. I'll toss this out as a question because we need your phone calls, of course. The question is, why would the Maryland Horse Council be considered a stakeholder under the auspices of the Department of Natural Resources, Wildlife, and Heritage Service? Can somebody answer that question for me? And then I'll give you the answer, but I need listeners to call and tell me why they think that is. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Hello! I hope I woke you up. I know I have a voice that is very calming, but we do need to hear from you. Look, here's the deal, okay? I know we have hunters that are listening to this show right now. They hate politics. They hate the administration. They hate Annapolis. They hate. But you know what? Here's what I told the folks in Western Maryland. Look, you guys are out here in Western Maryland, and you're politically active, and that's a good thing, but you're politically active with your own delegates and senators and your own local politicians. And all politics is local, and I understand that. But from Carroll County West, the region is primarily Republican, and other areas of the state are primarily Republican, but the seat of power in the state of Maryland is in Annapolis, and it's run by the other party. So, what we need to do is agree that a representative for hunters needs to be where the seat of power is. And we can talk to your delegate and we can talk to your senator all day long and get support. And that's no problem at all. But you got to go to Annapolis and work with what's there.
And that's the purpose of the Maryland Hunting Coalition, to unite hunters from all areas of the state, from all venues, whatever you do, waterfowl, small game, big game, sick of deer, white-tailed deer, black bear, doesn't matter what you hunt, that's what a coalition is. Everybody throws their support to an organization that represents everybody. That's how this works. So, that's what we're attempting to do with the Maryland Hunting Coalition, mdhuntingcoalition.org. Please join. It's free, okay? Right now, it's free. It's all you need to do. So, we need to put an advocate for hunters in Annapolis where our opponents have their advocates that are speaking to the decision makers. Pretty simple, don't you think? It's not politics. We're not asking you to get involved in politics and run for office. We're simply asking you to support our guy that's willing to go down there and fight the fight for you. How's that? Pretty simple. Excuse me. Let's see what Shane on the Eastern Shore has to say. Good morning, Shane. How are you?
Good morning. This is not in reference to what you've been talking about with the with the horses and the hunting.
Yeah, of course not. Go ahead.
But I was told, and I don't know how true this is, that when you donate this the deer meat,
yes,
since it's not FDA inspected, not a lot of it hits the tables.
And that's incorrect, Shane. Yeah, that's 100% incorrect. Yeah, apparently you're not a hunter.
No, sir. No, I said
no. No, you're not, and I don't know what you're trying to do here, but
I'm just asking a question. I was curious.
No, you're asking a question. All right, let me ask you a question. I just did. You're not a hunter.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Hey.
Uh huh.
I got to tell you something.
Sure.
Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry provides... Did you know that one deer can feed 200 people?
No, I didn't.
Now you do.
Oh.
Now you do.
I said I'm pro or anti-hunter.
Oh, no. I can tell. I can tell. You lead with a jab that the meat's not FDA inspected and doesn't meet the table. Where do you think it goes, Shane?
I do not know. I was told that it went into a waste can.
Well, Shane, you've been told incorrectly by whoever is trying to mold that little brain of yours.
Okay.
Okay? I'm telling you, hold on. Wait just a minute. Let me tell you. Give me a second here. See, I personally think you're an anti-hunter, and you're trying to trash us is what I think.
Oh, that's a shame.
No, it's the truth. So, there you go. How do you like that? I caught you.
Wow.
Huh. Isn't that something? Not even defending yourself.
Well,
Shane,
No.
No, Shane, listen. It was what? Tell me, please.
That was not even my main question for calling.
Oh, what was your main question?
Well,
To trash the Farmers and Hunters program. That was your main question. Oh. What else is... What's your next question? Who are you going to trash now?
Oh, my gosh.
Come on. Come on.
Since I fish, I had heard that somebody had caught snakeheads in the Severn River. Have you heard anything in reference to that?
It's possible.
Huh.
It's possible. But you also heard that the deer meat's wasted that's donated through Farmers and Hunters Feeding
that's
the Hungry.
I'm asking somebody that's more knowledgeable. That's all.
Yeah. I don't know the answer to that. I know that the snakeheads have expanded their range, but I don't know if they've expanded into the Severn.
Huh. Okay.
Huh. Amazing. Yeah. Where do you fish, Shane?
I fish a lot on the Eastern Shore. I'm heading to Tuckahoe right now.
Mm, you're heading to the Tuckahoe?
Tuckahoe State Park, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What are you going to fish for?
Bass, largemouth.
Mm-hmm.
Still trying to catch that 5-pounder.
Mm-hmm.
He has eluded me this year.
Yeah. Did you catch one last year?
No, sir. I think that's on my bucket list.
Oh, 5-pound bass is on your bucket list. All right. Well... That's good. I've caught a couple. Yep.
You know, I do have a question in reference to bass fishing. And it's just an opinion of yours. I watch these bass professional tournaments on television.
Mm-hmm.
and a lot of them fish the bass beds. What are your opinion on that?
It all depends on the time of year and what they do.
Oh, so you don't think it's I guess detrimental to
no. No. Catch and release on the bass beds is not shown to affect the spawn.
Hmm. Okay.
Next.
Well, good.
Do you fish the bass beds?
No, sir, no. Uh-huh.
No, why not? That's where you're going to catch your five-pounder.
I don't know. I just think that if you pull them off and they have young there, that you're, you've lost a few. So I don't need it that bad.
Mm-hmm. Anything else, Shane?
No, sir. That's it.
All right. Well, okay. Now, whoever allegedly told you that the deer meat is wasted, I want you to correct them. And if they have any more questions, you tell them to call me, and I'll set them straight.
Oh, I don't mind sending out the population. I see them all over the street. I think it's, all over the street.
All over the street. Okay, Shane.
All dead on the sides. All right. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. Can we have somebody, honestly, a real person out there? That annoyed me. If that's out there, that the deer meat gets wasted, because I can tell you, I talked to these butchers. I talked to 30 or 40 butchers every time we have a magazine come out, and I know they take special care of that deer meat, that donated deer. It is handled very, very cautiously. It is cared for. You see, the butchers are compensated. That's why this program is so successful. The butchers are compensated just like you and I would compensate. And when you donate a deer, they may, I don't know if they discount their rate. I don't think they do. But FHFH pays those processors to cut and keep those deer and keep them in good shape. And those deer are donated through the Maryland Food Bank. So there is an inspection system, very regulated system, and they have to adhere to some very strict standards. So the donated deer are utilized by people all across Maryland. And I was looking for the numbers there earlier, and I was having trouble finding it there for a second. But we promote the Deer Doe Harvest Challenge. And I know the Wilson family that originated the program. So let's see. There it is. 34,946 deer have been donated through FHFH since 1997. That's 6.5 million meals. Million meals. 6.5 million meals. That's what I was looking for. All right, let's talk to Wesley in Westminster. Good morning, Wes. How are you?
Good morning. But listen, Alan, last week we were talking about Sunday hunting in Western Maryland, and you were saying something about it. I read in the hunting guide that it's going to be open to on some public land and everything, but then you said something about it that it wasn't going to be.
That's been canceled. That's right. That's correct. Are you online, Wesley? Are you online, Wesley?
No, not at the moment.
I mean, you can be, right?
Oh, yeah.
Here's what I want you to do. Rather than go to a lengthy explanation here, it was because of the Horse Council and the procedures that were taken to enact this legislation that became regulation. Okay? Go to mdhuntingcoalition.org.
Okay.
MD, Maryland, huntingcoalition.org. And click on the button that says Horse Folks versus DNR.
Okay.
Horse Folks versus DNR. And you will read the 5-page letter from the Horse Council, just ripping the DNR. You'll have to click off of that page to read the letter. That's a PDF of the letter that the DNR sent back to the Horse Council. You'll read the Horse Council's response, and at the end of that page, you'll read that because of the process that is involved, the
Sunday hunting expansion in Western Maryland, Frederick, Washington, Allegheny, and Garrett, has been suspended until after the whole process can work its way through, and that won't be till December 22nd.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's an election year, you see. And the Horse Council has their guy on the Emergency Legislation AELR Committee, Administrative and Emergency Legislative Review Committee, okay? And he won't, okay. And because he's the chair or one of the chairs, and it's election year and everybody's out electioneering, he won't call a meeting to have a vote to pass these regulations.
All right.
All right.
Yep.
Horse Council.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I really am very proud of you and for stepping up and starting up this hunting coalition. I am already a member of it, and
I saw your membership come through. Absolutely.
I'm so thankful that, you know, there's guys like you that are willing to stand up to the legislation, because I'm one of the anti-legislation.
I know.
I hate to get involved in it, but
I know.
You've given me an avenue to get in and throw my support behind you.
That's right. Exactly right. So, look, to hire a lobbyist is not cheap. And as I said, we haven't passed the hat yet, but we are about ready to. Post Office Box 451, Sykesville, 21784. If anybody can help us with any size, contribution, that would be extremely helpful. So it takes money to get involved in politics. You got to pay a lobbyist. We've got to run this enterprise, and I'm being as honest as I can about that, and I'm not going to hide that from anybody. That's why I've been going to these events. That's why I've been talking to people, trying to get the support of some of these organizations that can help us, and some of the individuals that can help us, and some of the business owners that can help us. So, anyway, Wesley, that's enough speechifying. You've been on the website, the Maryland Hunting Coalition website. We just added the Horse Folks versus DNR this week, so go back and check that out, okay?
I'll do that. I've got you already marked on favorite, so it's easy to get to.
And I don't know if you're a social media guy, do Facebook or not, but we have over 500 likes on our Facebook in 3 days, so.
Okay, well, no, I'm not.
Okay, well, that's fine. Just tell everybody about it. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, Wesley. Bye-bye. Bye. Thanks. Bye-bye. Hey, they tell me I got to take a break and tell you about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. You know, they carry those great Browning firearms, the A5 Humpback. Man, if you want to kill some resident geese quick, that's one way to do it. The Humpback, the A5, has a 100,000 rounds or 5-year guarantee. Now, if you like pump action, the BPS, it's bottom ejection, comes in 410 and 28 gauge for those dove hunts, 2016, 12 and 10 gauge for everything else. And you know what? They have a 12 and 20 gauge rifled barrel deer model available also. The Maxis, the X-Bolt, the 725 Satori, now also available in 20 gauge, the Gold Light 10 gauge, the BT-99 trap gun, BAR, the BLR, all the famous Browning shotguns are all found in one place, and that's Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, they do great gunsmithing and scope mounting and bore sighting. They'll take care of your firearm, and you can find one for home protection, personal protection, or any type of hunting, muzzle loaders too.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, new location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Bernie, 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800.
Congratulations, Buck Bomb, on your 10th anniversary. Now, Buck Bomb products attract deer and improve your odds. Ambush is an all-season deer scent that comes in a larger can that gives you 33% more Buck Bomb for the same low price. Use it on every hunt. The Cornholer. It's a corn-based attractant that screws into the ground. Deer have to paw and gnaw to get it. Also comes in Sugar Beet Smash. Funny name, serious results. Pathfinder is an invisible spray except to your flashlight. You spray it on trees to mark your trail under your stand. You can't see it in the daylight, so no one can find your favorite spot except you. Deer Domination, an attractant that can be added to feeders, corn, or whatever you're feeding. Deer Domination Ration helps bring more deer to your site. Visit your local Buck Bomb retailer. Order online at buckbomb.com or call 1-866-850-6653. The Buck Bomb blows away traditional scent products. Hunt smart. Increase your odds with the Buck Bomb.
Hunters, you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
The Savage Nation with Michael Savage. Now on for 3 hours, weeknights at 10 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, Harry, how you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
I'm a paramedic with Baltimore County Fire Department.
Yes, sir.
I just want to suggest that people let somebody know where they're going to be in the woods and how to get there. I've had several hunters who have had accidents in the woods, and it's been very difficult to locate them. One guy had fallen out of a tree stand, and it took us over an hour and a half to find him.
Yeah. I certainly understand that, and that's always a good thing to do. Normally, when I'm hunting, somebody knows where I am. I'm in contact with them on the phone, or you know they know exactly where the stand is and that type of thing. And you know, you don't show up after dark. There's something going on, and you're absolutely right. I agree with you 100%. Let somebody know where you are and where the stand is, so that in the case of an emergency, they can find you. What do you think of these personal locator beacons?
I hadn't really gotten into that. I'm not a hunter per se. I know some hunters, but certainly anything that can help us find when an emergency would be helpful.
Yeah. You're exactly right.
Importantly is knowing how to gain access to where you're at.
Have you had any hunters this year, this season, in this young season yet?
Not yet. Yeah. And it's not all that often. Unfortunately, we had a firefighter who died several years ago after bringing a deer in the morning.
Yeah, a heart attack.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hear you.
You know, that happens.
Well, Harry, I thank you for that important safety reminder. Very much so. And, yeah, it's also good, you know, the hunters are getting older, you know, like me. And we're just, you know, we just have to be careful. I mean, I was strapped in. I had my harness and everything on, strapped into my tree, and everything was good. And I knew I was safe, you know, but others just tend to disregard that. It's the advancements that we have in hunter safety harnesses and safety lines and things like that. I mean, there's no reason for anybody to go without and feel restricted or confined or anything else by a piece of equipment that's going to save your life or potentially save your life. So, Harry, thanks for the call. Appreciate that.
Welcome. Have a good day.
All right, buddy. Thanks. There he goes. Coming up next, Matt Sell from out in Deep Creek Lake. Going to talk about brook trout fishing and maybe even something else, some northern pike stuff. So stay tuned. If you're a fisherman, we got a great hour coming up with Matt and whatever else we get into. So you have any questions about brook trout fishing or, you know, fishing Deep Creek Lake or pike fishing, get them ready. You're welcome to call Matt when he comes on here at 6, a little after the news, and we'll be ready to go with the next hour. For now, join Maryland Hunting Coalition, mdhuntingcoalition.org. Get out, stay out, stay safe.
The statewide Doe Harvest Challenge returns. By donating your female deer, you could feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region, plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the